This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today, and we do this broadcast live.
We woke up today, and all the birds are chirping, the sun is out. You know, we're at the time of Easter, we're in the time of resurrection. Even in seeing this world and knowing the order of God and the seasons, it's so wonderful to be back in spring. You know, every season with God, it reflects something new. And in this spring, when the flowers are coming back, the birds are coming back. When I was walking my dog this morning, I was just thinking, like, all the birds, they're singing a chorus praising God. All of nature is exalting and praising God. And we're called to join into that praise. We're called to join into that worship. Every element we see, it reflects in aspects of God. God breathed out creation. So every part of creation, it's a different aspect of the Lord. You know, if you go and you look at the ocean and the waves, it reflects God's power and his purity, his immensity. The wind reflects God's refreshment and a new thing he's going to blow upon your life. The rain, it reflects God's abundance and his blessing. You know, when we look at the sun is shining bright today. It's shining bright in your life today. When I see the sun, I see the Eucharist. I see the fullness of the Trinity in the sky. The Father is the source. Jesus is the light. The Holy Spirit is the heat. We need all three. We cannot have the sun without the heat. We need to have the Holy Spirit. But today, you know, as spring comes, as we celebrate the resurrection, I just want to encourage you. God has new beginnings for you. God has new beginnings for you in this new life, not only coming upon all of creation, but coming upon your life today.
And in the scripture today, we're going to see new beginnings. Chapter 9 of Acts, verse 36. Now in Joppa, there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. The time came when she became ill and died. When they had washed her, in the Jewish religion, to touch a dead body makes you unclean. So they're not interested being unclean. They had washed her. And they laid her in a room upstairs. Since it was near Joppa, the disciples who heard that Peter was there sent two of them to him with the request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them. And when he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other clothing that Dorcas had made. While she was with them, Peter put all of them outside. Why? Because they're all crying. He's going to do something. He doesn't need these people mourning. He's going to do something. Peter put all of them outside, and then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then, calling the saints and the widows, he showed Tabitha to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Meanwhile, he stayed in Joppa for some time with a certain Simon the tanner. That's an unclean job. So we see Peter brings new life to Dorcas. We see Peter raising Dorcas to new life from the dead. This is important because new life is what it's all about. Yes. It's not about death. It's about new life. My friend Dorothy just died the other day. But you want to know what? She, on her deathbed, was so joyful for weeks. She was so joyful. I've never seen anyone on their deathbed being joyful. But she was joyful. She knew where she was going. And she said, I'm going, and I'm not afraid. I'm happy. This is Dorothy, happy. And God took her the other night. You see, because of the resurrection, things can happen. You can be happy when you're dying. That's Dorothy. You can be happy when you have troubles. You can be happy when your prayers have not been answered yet. You could be happy when you've got mountains of fear that God wants to deliver you from. In the word, be gone in Jesus' name. You can be happy. It's all about being happy, all about being joyful. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We need to keep that in mind. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And Dorothy had that joy even unto the very end. I've never seen a dying person that was filled with joy. I've seen them sick. I've seen them quiet. But I've never seen them joyful. Dorothy, a new creation, was joyful because she was going to the Lord.
Death has lost its sting. Dorothy knew it was promotion time. We don't die. We just get promoted to the kingdom of God. It took me, Hebrews says, since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself, Jesus, likewise partook in the same nature, that through death he might destroy him who has the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong bondage. See, why are we in bondage? Because we fear death. But when we understand we're going back to be with the Father for all of eternity, when death truly loses its sting and we're not afraid of death, we're happy that we're going back to our home where our citizenship is, then we no longer walk in bondage. We get to walk in freedom. We get to walk in abundant life. But even while we're on this earth, you know, God created this earth for humans, but he created you for himself. But when God said, go while you're on this earth, go and have dominion, go and raise the dead, go and heal the sick. You know, even the elements God created us to have dominion over. We want to put our I love you in the breeze. Tell the sun, Lord, as his sun shines upon everyone today, may it reflect the glory and the blessings of God. May the I love yous of heaven blow upon everyone who receives the breeze of God today. The breath of God is Jesus breathing upon you. The rays of the sun is the Father smiling upon you. Tessa texted me, she said, the snow is the purity of God falling upon the earth. You see, every element reflects an aspect of God. Everything we go through in our life is God. When we just give it to God, it's him drawing us closer to him. We want to really partake in God through nature today. We want to see God in nature. We want to hear. I see the birds, and I really just realize they're all just praising God. They wake up and they're praising God. They're chirping and they're praising the good nature of God. You see, everything in nature is doing God's divine will perfectly. The birds, they go south in the winter. They come north in the summer. The flowers, they plant in the spring. They harvest in the fall. Except humans, you know, because we're doing our own things a lot of time. But through the gift of the divine will, we get to partake not only in dominion, but in the order of creation, which we fell out of. God wants you today to go out in nature, go out in the sky, and just see God in all of his glory reflected in his creation. He wants you to have a new abundant life in the power of the Holy Spirit, to go bring life to the people you come across. This is a love story, and God wants you to enter into the love story with him. We're only on this earth for a very short time, but we're here for a very big purpose. Your citizenship is in heaven. One day you're going to be returning to heaven. But while you're upon this earth, God wants you to begin to live the life of heaven and release heaven to everyone you come across.
It tells us in Philippians, our citizenship is in heaven, and from there we await the coming of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ in glory. Yes, our citizenship is in heaven. We have double citizenship on earth and in heaven if we belong to the Lord Jesus. We have double citizenship, and one is more powerful than the other. Everything in earth falls back, withers away. All the beauty withers away. And then comes God, that nothing withers away. Dorothy was so happy that she was going back to God. She was so happy. And she was like that for weeks. Weeks. She said, I can't die. But I love Jesus. I can't die, but I'm so happy. I'm reading from the 12th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. About that time, King Herod laid violent hands upon some who belonged to the church. Now it's not called the way, it's called the church. He had James, the brother of John, killed with the sword. After he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. This was during the time of unleavened bread, this Jewish. When he had seized him, he put him in prison and handed him over to four squads of soldiers to guard him, intending to bring him out to the people after the Passover. Jesus said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. And now we have Peter going into jail because he belongs to Jesus. While Peter was kept in prison, the church prayed fervently to God for him. It's amazing. The church prayed fervently to God for Peter. Do we pray fervently? People call me and they ask for prayer, and I pray with them. I don't know if it's fervent, but I pray in the name of Jesus. I pray that by the power of the blood, they would be healed. I pray that God would give them new life. Yes, that's the way I pray. People call me from all around, even from other countries. I've got people calling me from the Congo and asking prayers for their family. This is amazing. They even call me many times. It must cost them a lot of money to call from the Congo. I don't know about money. I just know that they call me and that I pray for them. That very night, before Herod was going to bring him out, Peter, bound with two chains, was sleeping between two soldiers while guards in front of the door were keeping watch over the prison. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and the light shone on in the cell. He tapped Peter on the side and woke him up, saying, get up quickly. And the chains fell off his wrists. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. But you see, when you're in Christ, you can expect miracles. If you're in Christ, you can expect deliverances. If you're in Christ, you can confess and profess and experience new life everywhere, everywhere.
You got the angels working for you.
We need the angels working for us. The other night I had an accident. and I needed help to get up off the floor. And Father Matt came in and picked me up. He said, I think there were angels helping me to do that because I'm heavy. Angels helping Peter, angels giving him freedom. The angel said to him, fasten your belt and put on your sandals. He did so. Then he said to him, wrap your cloak around you and follow me. Peter went out and followed him. He did not realize that what was happening with the angel's help was real. He thought he was seeing a vision. Visions were so common during that time. He didn't know that an angel was really getting him out of prison. He thought he was seeing a vision. The scripture says, young men shall see visions. Old men shall dream dreams. These are the things that happen because God promised us that through the prophet Joel and in the Acts of the Apostles. After they had passed the first and second guard, they came before the iron gate leading into the city. It opened for them of its own accord. I remember the first door in a supermarket that opened for me. I remember it was at Elm Farm 100 years ago, and I stepped on the carpet and it opened, the door opened, and I had never seen that before. But this happened to Peter. There was no electricity. It happened by the power of God. The door opened. Let's continue. It opened for them on its own accord, and they went outside and walked along the lane when suddenly the angel left him. Then Peter came to himself and said, now I am sure that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from the hands of Herod and from all the Jewish people, what they were expecting. You see, the early church developed because of the inflow of the Holy Spirit. The early church developed because God did things for them. And I don't know if we believe that God's going to do things for us. I believe that. But I wonder, I remember someone reading from the Acts of the Apostles. He said, I love the Acts of the Apostles. I thought, does he know that what happened in the Acts can be happening to us now? He didn't talk about that. He just told us he loved the Acts of the Apostles. Well, that's not enough. That's not enough. We are living in Acts 29. Then Acts ends at 28. We are living in Acts 29. God doing things that only God can do. We are living now in the power of the Spirit. We need to expect doors to open, doors that are spiritual as well as physical. We need to remember how God acts.
The early church was formed by supernatural encounters. Even as we keep going, when they were praying fervently for Peter, when he got to the door, the believer thought it must have been his angel. This is how common angelic visitations were with them. This is how common they, how much knowledge they had, understanding they had of the angelic. I've been praying for God, even in the prayer meeting, bring it back, Lord. You know, before we prayed last night, the Lord gave me a scripture from the Psalms, I think it was 34:7, that the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers him. So we prayed for the Lord to release the spirit of the fear of the Lord upon everyone. And we said, Lord, let us be inflowed by the fear of the Lord, so the angel of the Lord can encamp around us. There's no doubt that you have a guardian angel that encamps around you. But here's the thing, what we pay attention to grows. What we put our focus on, it grows within us. So as we speak and we preach about miracles, miracles begin to come to pass because our words and our have power. But as we speak and we need have wisdom upon the angelic, our angels, they're people. They only do the will of God, but they want to be noticed. They're assigned just to help us. And as we put our attention upon the angelic realm, then the angelic realm and our wisdom about it can grow. And God gave us the angels to be our helpers. You know, God wants us to use all the gifts, all the graces, all the power that he's given to us. Just as he created order when he created the universe and he created times and seasons, he created the angelic. He gave us visions. He gave us miracle powers. And God wants us to want it all. Being in dominion, receiving what Adam lost, is having authority and just the fullness of God. The fullness of God. But we receive grace by revelation. So we want to really press into God about the angelic. We want to press into God about miracles. We want to press into God about the supernatural, because God gives us a desire of our heart. And God wants us to desire the spiritual gifts. First, God wants to desire him for him alone. But like Father Tom says, it all comes with the package.
Yes, remember that story that I told about the Italian people coming to the United States, and the father brought cheese and bread so that they had something to eat. Well, for the first few days it was good. After that it got soggy, and they said no more. The little boy said, Father, can I have a nickel to buy Coca-Cola? That's how much Coke was at that time. So the father gave him a nickel, and he said, come right back. He didn't come right back. He came back, and he had on his shirt stains from food. And the father was going to hit him and says, we don't beg. And the kid said, all this food, lasagna, steak, chicken, it all came with the ticket. Oh. And we don't realize that all these miracles come with the ticket of faith and baptism. It comes with the ticket. But we don't realize that. We think, well, that happened to them. It shouldn't be happening to us. No, that happened to them. It should be happening to us. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
But God, he doesn't give us anything we don't desire. And it's God's goodwill for us to desire the fullness of the kingdom, the fullness of life, the abundant life. No matter what you went through yesterday, every day the sun rises and it's a new day. It was a new day this morning for Jules when he woke up. No matter what you went through yesterday, when the sun comes up, it's a new day, and I promise today God has new graces for you. God has new power for you. God has just newness of life for you day by day. For those in Christ Jesus, old things have passed away. You become what?
We become new in Jesus' name. Now I am sure that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from the hands of Herod and from all the Jewish people were expecting. As soon as he realized this, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose name was Mark. What is the church doing? They're praying for Peter to be released. That's what they're doing. They're expecting Peter to be released, whose name was Mark, where there were many gathered, and they were praying. When he knocked at the outer gate, a maid called Rhoda came to answer. So this name called Rhoda came to answer the door. guess who it is? It's Peter. And Rhoda goes and tells them that Peter is at the door. And the church says, you're dreaming. They're praying hard. They don't believe their prayers are being heard. But it's Peter at the door. Their prayers are being answered. And they don't realize it. They think that they're in doubt. It might be that way with you, too. You're in doubt. And God wants to do something really powerful. But you won't let him do it. But he wants to do it for you. And to do it for you today. The church prayed fervently for Peter to be released. And they didn't believe it. They thought Rhoda was seeing a spirit. Isn't that sad? I know people that have been healed. And after they were healed, they said, well, it would have happened anyway. Then don't come to be prayed for if it would have happened anyway. It wouldn't have happened anyway. It happened because the Spirit of God stepped in and brought the healing to the person that needed healing. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.